Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Channel 7 investigative reporter Charlie Speck joining us in studio this morning, along with attorney Steve Boyd. Charlie, good morning. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
What an incredible 24 hours and even actually, if you go back, weeks and now months to get to this point here today. Let me start by asking what you made of Bishop Scharfenberger's nearly hour-long news conference.
Yeah, it was something that we haven't seen in the 20 or so months that we've been covering this scandal here. We did see a press conference maybe a year ago that lasted about an hour, but it was not the bishop talking. It was all of his aides, and it was the infamous press conference here with Bishop Scharfenberger. He stood up there for almost 70 minutes and completely unscripted, asked, you know, answered as many questions as we had for him. And it was, I think, in a lot of people's minds, a breath of fresh air.
But, you know, the date wasn't supposed to start that way when you look at the news release from the Buffalo Diocese, right?
That's
right.
Can
you kind of talk about the difference there?
Yeah, we were, the reporters in town got a media advisory saying that each station was only allowed to bring one photographer and one reporter. And then we were only going to be able to ask one question. Which was surprising because, you know, this is a great opportunity to meet the new bishop and for him to get his message out there and just explain to people. It's not that we want to bring 20 people. It's just that, you know, when we put things on TV, we need to have video of the new bishop coming in here. So it helps to have a couple different camera angles or anything. It's not that anyone's going to, you know, harass the guy or something with from 1,000 different angles. So we thought, well, you know, this is kind of more of the same under the that we've seen under the Malone administration. But then the Diocese of Albany PR people stepped in and said, no, many people as you want. This is not the way we're going to do things from now on. And, you know, I have to say, from that moment on, not only the Albany Diocese PR people, but the Buffalo Diocese, Kathy Spangler, was very helpful, approachable, and it seemed like kind of a new attitude taking over there. So that was good to see.
I'm wondering, you know, the two of you, the attitude shift that you might have seen yesterday, I'm guessing that was welcome to both of you for different reasons, but you're maybe both happy to see it.
Absolutely. From my perspective, the bishop, he talked about the survivors a lot. And it seemed to me that he was looking to wrap his arms around them. And so when he says he wants to meet with them, and I know that Bishop Malone and Bishop Gross have met with them, and they've held these listening sessions, but there's a difference between hearing and listening, right? And it seemed to me that this was a person who really wants to listen to the survivors. And I'm sure that I'll have clients who will want to sit down and meet him and look at him eye to eye and see if he is as real as he came off yesterday in his first meeting with Buffalo.
And Charlie, for you, there were news conferences in the past that you were not invited to.
That's true. We were excluded from the news conference. That the whole reason it was called was because of our reporting on these Malone recordings. We called them these sort of damaging tapes where the bishop is, you know, caught on tape by one of his assistants, sort of scheming and finding ways to make sure that the news of Father Jeffrey Nowak doesn't get out to people, and then we weren't even allowed to come to that news conference. So that, I think that more than anything actually totally backfired, and I heard from a lot of Catholics who said, you know, that was the end for me when they did that to you, because I realized this is just, you can't do this, you know, it's wrong. And it's not that, you know, we're trying to make the story about us, but we're asking these questions on behalf of the viewers and listeners here, and we think that, you know, they really deserve to know here.
Charlie, what did you make of the speed of all of these developments just in the last couple days?
So it seemed like, you know, for more than a year and a half, nothing was happening here, and I know Siobhan O'Connor used the term that the Vatican, she felt like it put us on mute here. But then once the Vatican did really get wind of this and this whole kind of second wave of scandals broke here this year, this September, it happened, in at least in Vatican terms, relatively quickly. I mean, it was only 2 months ago that the Brooklyn bishop came in to do an investigation, and it was thought that, well, that report is gonna be submitted, it's gonna work its way through the bureaucracy in Rome. Well, you know, all of a sudden, boom, we have a new bishop here. So it did happen quickly, and I think it's a sign that that this was really a grave crisis. It was described as a five-alarm fire here happening in Buffalo, and we have got to put that fire out or it's going to burn the whole house down.
In Rome, when people talk about the slowness of the Vatican to do things, there's a joke. They say, if you've got an urgent matter, see us on Wednesday. We'll get back to you in 300 years. So everything moves slowly in the Vatican. This is lightning fast for the Vatican.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.